Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is Wednesday, and this is your host, Deborah Leanne, and a little bit of Wednesday wisdom regarding the path of authenticity and how that is not the easiest road, and it takes courage. I want to just laugh at how many messages it takes the universe to try and get this message through to me before I get it, before I hear it, before I succumb to something that's so much bigger than me and get out of my head, basically. And what I would like to do is to see if this could be my intention is to set the space for you to dive into a deeper place within you, finding that authentic power and courage to really be more of you and take those risks. The first message I got today was from a woman and a pioneer when it comes to leadership and making a difference on the planet, Margaret Wheatley. I had the opportunity to learn more about her work and go to one of her one-day conferences once, which was eye-opening to me to see how bringing together, this was the very first time of bringing together women who all had diverse backgrounds and education and different levels and places that they were committed to creating change in. And when we all shared our dreams, how we found how we could all support each other. And amazing connections were made that day. And also, it left a space in my heart and my knowing that that's part of the work I'm here to do. So when I got her email asking if I would like to opt in to this new series, she's sending out one page of her book on persevering, and she'll be sending out one page for the next 10 weeks, one page of the book. And so today's was very much about the time for bravery. And even, let me just even read it to you because it was so incredibly deep and important that I completely shifted. My whole focus was going to be on pleasure. And I've been on this receiving thing and moving into how we need to allow ourselves to expand to the place where we can allow more pleasure into our life. And then that just got waylaid because what goes for me with that for me is the risk to really speak up about pleasure, about sensuality, about all of that. And then all of my stuff came up about, well, what if that totally messes up my opportunities to work in the professional realm and with organizations and corporations? And what if that turns off a lot of my more religious followers? Or I felt like I couldn't do it. And then I get this email about it's never too late, and it becomes a dark time when we lose faith in each other and thus lack courage, which is a quote by Shogyam Trungpa, who is a Buddhist teacher. And that's how this first page comes up about bravery is a choice. And even at this time when most people are saying, just hunker down, you know, extreme self-care, stay centered and focused and grounded as much as you can, and just take care of yourself because we need you, which is true, but it also means that we can't stop every day taking one little action. And I've been doing that. I've been hunkering down. I've been canceling social and professional events. I've been wondering if I had some kind of illness or flu coming on because I've been feeling all of these strange sensations in my body, and I feel like it is both a lot of what's going on, all of the angst and the stress and the craziness of our country and our world, and what's going on in Aleppo, and this feeling of helplessness, and then also knowing, wait a minute, I am not helpless. We have seen and unseen partners that are helping us through this time where a lot of things have to break down before the new can come. It's the same if we're wanting to call more good and beautiful and blessings and magic into our life. We have to release the lack of deserving patterns. We need to release that we don't have enough heart space to contain it all. We need to release a lot of the old conditioning so that we can expand into more of that joy and beauty and love and goodness and prosperity and health and vibrant energy. So where do we stop ourselves? What is that edge that we get to that keeps us small and keeps us hiding and keeps us what we feel safe? Like, I think that's what I've been trying to feel, is safe. And interestingly, it doesn't help me feel more safe. It keeps me in a space of victim and helplessness and less safe. So what I've been doing is I've been looping around between my mind, my body, my heart, and soul, between how far do I put myself out there? How far do I express myself in my brilliance? How far do I share what I really want and what I really want to create in the world? And what I really need to create those things, and who I really need to call into my life to support this process and work with me and dance with me and march with me to make these things happen. And okay, so I've started straight in, and I'm doing exactly what I tell everyone else not to do, and that is to keep myself less than grounded. So I'm going to do a bit of a grounding exercise, a bit of an expansion of our energy exercise, and then we'll see what else wants to come through around courage and bravery and even taking one step, one action towards where you want to go every day, every day. So feeling our feet firmly planted, allowing our legs to be strong, pulling our kneecaps up, strengthening our quad muscles. I love to feel the strength of my legs. It reminds me of this beautiful lower half. It also allows me to feel like I can be like a tree with roots deeply planted all the way down and held lovingly by Mother Earth. She will never let us go. This gravity thing is a law. And I want to tap into that energy as much as possible, especially now when I tend to fly off into my head and want to spend time in the spiritual world. So feeling my physicality, allowing my hips just to move back and forth in a tiny pelvic tilt. If you can close your eyes and breathe with us as we move into the energy in our lower body, I would love it if you would join in. Even those that most of you who listen to it later, we can still tap into this collective experience, which makes it that much more powerful. Slowing your breath, elongating your neck, putting your shoulders back down onto your back, allowing your chest to open wide and your jaw to slacken. So much clenching and constriction goes on in our mouth and our jaws. A couple more deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then just allowing the golden star, moon, sun, angel, God light that is uniquely your source to flow in, spiraling through your body, in through your top of your head, so that your third eye and your intuition is turned on and activated, cleansing our ears to hear more deeply beneath words, underneath and around the words, allowing our throat to be opened, our expression to be amplified, our voice to be clear, circling and spiraling through our heart chest cavity, shining us our light out brightly through the front and the back, spiraling down, calming the energy and the ruffled nerve endings that are holding our fear and our sense of smallness and constriction that goes on in our solar plexus and belly, and allowing that gold to pool in a beautiful bowl in our pelvic bowl. And if you move your hips just a little bit side to side or back and forth or in a circle, or sometimes I do figure eights just to activate that beautiful energy, allowing the energy that's coming up, the silvery energy from Mother Earth and the golden energy as it meets, to pool and overflow and light up our energy. I love to feel that. I feel an actual, whatever you feel is perfect, but what I feel now is, it took me years to get to this place where there's a warming, almost like you've just drank something that's like a shot of alcohol, and it goes down and it just warms your insides. And it's pleasurable and it's lovely and it's us. This is the most powerful, unique expression of our physical and divine self united. And if we could tap into this every day, this is where courage is always held. This is where beauty, our remembering of how beautiful and smart and brilliant we are, is always there. This is where we get to remember that we're so much bigger than this particular body. There's so much more. We're so connected to everything and everyone when we're in this space. And when we turn that light on and allow it to amplify up through our body, filling from the inside this energetic love and joy and enoughness, more than enoughness, this expansion, so much that it starts to shine out from the inside. It's like we turn into a candle that's put into a lantern, and now that lantern can shine in all directions around us. This is what we do to create a magnetic presence. This is what we do to create a magnetic attraction force. And it's from here that if we are filled with the good and the joy and the love and the highest version of ourselves, that we get to attract to us the support, the energy, the health, the prosperity, the love, the joy, the good opportunities, because we are our most authentic and real when we come from this place. There is nothing outside that can affect us. So the chaos and the uncertainty and the volatility and the stress and the overbooked calendar and the bills to be paid and the balance of our bank account, all of that is outside. From within, there's this amazing, whole, overwhelming, I don't know how to describe it. It's a we don't need anything while we're in here. We have everything that we need. And I forget that I can tap into this, and it's bigger than me. So even when I'm feeling afraid, it's like plugging in and getting an extra power juice, power source. It's like plugging your cell phone into the wall to re-amp up your battery. It's like plugging your phone jack into an amplifier so that you can turn up the speakers and be your vibration, your voice, your energy can be magnified. And we don't have to do it by ourselves. And I think for a long time I've really thought that that's where I nobody else thought like me, nobody else sees the world like I do, nobody else understands what it feels like to tap into this. And more and more and more, oh my God, I'm excited about the explosive work that's being shared in this area for women and leadership. Because it's not just women. All leaders need to be grounded in their bodies, remembering that who they are is more than enough, and bringing that forward. Because when we do that and we're more conscious, we make decisions from a space that we're not afraid. We're not protecting. We're not trying to control. We're not trying to make people do things that they don't want to do, because we don't care about what they do necessarily. We have such a clear vision that they either want to be on this mission with us or they fall away. And that is an amazing way to lead. When I can step up into me, into all my power, and share from as authentically and clearly and from my essence as I can, it takes away, it strips away all those filters of trying to be this and making sure I have the perfect marketing message and all of these strange extra barriers to what we most want to create. If we want to create connection, why do we put so much stuff in the way that keeps us from connection? It seems like someday we'll look back at this time and say, why didn't they just work through the problems? Why did they have to kill people and bomb cities and you know, hack into people's emails and steal ideas? And I mean, why wouldn't we just have trust? Why do we need to have all of that extra layers of protection and security? And I know I get off. See, then when I do that, I go up and I go out of my head, and I'm this talking head. So I'm going to drop back down and know that it is risky to talk about tapping into this energy, this very powerful, potent, ancient practice that women used to use. And when I do that, everything feels more clear, everything looks more beautiful, and I do feel more connected. Yikes. So there's two or three things that I want to start working on in the next few weeks while I'm on my vacation. And one of them is to outline the book that's calling me, that's around sexy leadership. And it's based on a lot of these principles of getting into your body, feeling all of your senses. Yes, your sensuality, your sexuality, it doesn't mean that we're going to be out wanting to have sex with people. It means that we are so tapped in that our mind, body, heart, and soul are working in concert. And that harmony is sorely missing in our world, in women, in men, in leadership, in organizations. And we can't create the change that we want to see until we create the inner change within each of us. And this is the forward, this is the direction I want to go to with working with individual leaders and their organizations, because it's the inside game that is keeping us. No matter how many brilliant books and MBAs and executive programs you take, if it's not something that's going to change the person from within, it's not going to last. And you're not going to get your bang back for your buck. So why wouldn't it be the time to start talking about the undiscussables, the inside game to being an impactful and influential leader? Lots going to happen. So I am flying next Wednesday, which is the 21st, which is the solstice, which is also my birthday. And I'm going to actually be leaving the U.S. on the 20th, and I arrive in Sydney, Australia on the 22nd. So during that time, I will be flying from the shortest day in this hemisphere to the longest day in that hemisphere. And I can't wait. I mean, there's something very magical about that for me. So I'm hoping to be as I get a chance to do this by myself. So since I'm flying by myself, I have a lot of time for writing and sleeping and dreaming and imagining and probably recording some kind of podcast. So I don't know what will show up next week and when you'll get it. It might not be on Wednesday. It might be Thursday. But if I don't get a chance to speak to each of you individually between now and the new year, I want to say the happiest of holidays. Whether you celebrate the solstice or Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa actually shows up on Boxing Day this year, any of those beautiful, amazing holidays, or all of them, I just want to say that I send you much love and joy and brilliant health and vibrant, intimate connection and a true reconnecting to yourself so that you can reconnect to all that you love. And then we'll meet again in the new year. And that is going to be quite a ride. 2017 is showing up with a bang, and I'm reading all kinds of great articles on how to get ready and get things in place so it doesn't just show up and surprise me with like a bucket of cold water. So I advise you to do the same. What can you do now? Start the dreaming process of what you want to create next year. And other than that, that's my challenge. How can you reconnect more to you so that you can take one risky step, say one thing that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, go outside of your comfort zone and tell someone how much you love them and what you appreciate by them, or how you could better work with them in the coming months, in the next year? What is it that you need courage and bravery for? Because tapping into yours, as we all tap back into ours, will give us a collective bravery, a collective courage to move forward with. So all the best to you. I will speak to you soon, and have an amazing holiday, however you spend it. Take good care. Bye-bye.